Are you tired? Yes, you. I'm asking you, are you tired? Are you tired of everything? Are you tired of how your life is going? Are you tired of being tired? Are you tired of trying all that is said for you to do, from YouTube to social media pages to blogs to articles to everyone? Telling you do it this way, do it that way, and you're applying it to your personal life, you're applying it to your business, and it seems that it's not working. Brother and sister, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I get you. I understand it. I'm making this record today, you know, because I felt like podcasting today. Today was not the day I planned for. But I am also as tired as you are. There are a lot of things that I've tried that seems not to be working. But while I was walking down the road to get to my destination, I kept thinking, I am tired. And I am tired of being tired. I've read, I've studied, I've applied, I've planned, and it's just not working. And immediately, it's like the Spirit of God kept pouring into me. And as He was pouring into me, I felt again I should share this, because there are others like me. If I'm going through this, rest assured that it's not just me. There are others out there who are at the point of giving up, many depressed, many going through anxiety, many going through anger, many even thinking, what's the point of all of this? Sometimes you just ask yourself, what's the point of all of this? Because you're completely tired. But then the Lord started with telling me that this too shall pass. And I'm telling that to you. This too shall pass. It can't get worse. Nothing turns on this. Keep saying that to yourself. Feel that. Say that to yourself until you believe it. This too shall pass. Nothing turns on this. It can't get worse. You hold your hands to your heart. Say that until you believe it. It doesn't matter how long you have to say it. You're not performing for anyone. This too shall pass. Nothing turns on this. It can't get worse. Keep saying it until you believe it. This too shall pass. Nothing turns on this. It can't get worse. And yes, it can't. It can't get worse. Everything is working together for your good. This is not just that cliche scripture. I felt it today differently. Everything is working together for your good. Every single thing is working together for your good. That plan you're making that seems not to be working, it is working. Because you are sowing a seed. I know you might have heard that before. And you're asking yourself, why is the seed not growing? I've asked myself the same thing. Why is my seed different? Why is my seed not growing? It happens to be that everybody sows the seed and they see results in 2 weeks, in 1 week, in 6 months, or even in a year. Why is mine not growing? But let me tell you, brother. Let me tell you, sister. Yours is growing. Sometimes a seed has to grow underneath, where no one sees it, where it gets no applause, where it gets no celebration. Because the root needs to go deeper and stronger. Because God sees beyond what you can see. He knows that the day you grow and germinate and become the tree that grows so tall and strong to probably be the tallest in the forest, that your branches and your fruit grow so curvy and so beautiful that it becomes a legacy where your children and your children's children will sit under and receive warmth as a result of the work you've put in. For you to become such kind of tree, your root cannot be a feeble root. It has to be a strong root. A root that can withstand storms. Because let me tell you something. the storm that you are feeling now is nothing to compare to the storm that is going to come when you have grown to be a tree, to be an oak tree that is immovable, that is unshakable, regardless of what comes at it. So everything really is working together for your good. Everything is working together for your good. Everything is working together for your good. You have to learn how to be hungry, how to be hungry and be without food sometimes, or probably how to struggle to even find something to eat so that you can appreciate the meal you're going to get tomorrow, the abundance and the delicious and the luxurious meal, the sumptuous meal you're going to enjoy tomorrow. You can only enjoy that differently when you know what it means not to have food. Look at your heart. Feel that heartbeat. Do you know what that means? That's purpose. That's purpose. That's God saying, I'm not done with you. That's destiny. That it means you have an assignment. It means you are not done here. That's purpose beating right there in your heart. You think that's just another heartbeat? You think that's what science says? Oh, that's a pulse. She is alive. He is alive. No, that's purpose. That's a life assignment. That's hope. Hope that maketh not ashamed. That means you have music in you. That means you are not done here. That means you should not give the enemy the pleasure to think that he has gotten you, because he hasn't. He makes you feel that he has gotten you. And then you can make a stupid decision just because of what you feel in a minute or in a second that you regret for the rest of your life. Purpose over feelings, remember that. It is purpose over feelings. No matter how you feel, go against your feeling. I know the enemy really works hard. He tries to make sure that he's going to put you down. But what he doesn't know is that you have a God that neither sleeps nor slumber. And you are his child. A lion cannot give birth to a goat. You are the daughter and the son of a lion. So you are a lion. Roar. If you have to scream to let it out, scream to let it out. Go somewhere on a field, anywhere. Scream and let it out and go back home. If you have to cry, let those tears fall. But do not give up. Do not give up. I'm not going to tell you not to get tired. You can get tired. Oh, you are going to get tired. But even when you are tired, all you just need to do is say, oh, okay, I'm tired today. I'm not getting this. Then sit down, relax, take a deep breath, and let it go. Because you remember what you have said earlier, that this too shall pass. So this feeling of being tired will pass. This hunger will pass. This pain will pass. This struggle will pass. This hustle will pass. It will no longer become a hustle. It will be you thriving. It will become success. It will become inspiration. But you can do this. I am tired. You are tired. We're all tired. But we have decided not to remain tired. We have decided not to give up. So many people are depending on us. So many lives are attached to our lives. I know you might hear some of the posts that says, or that goes around, that makes it funny, that says, oh, people should focus on their life. People should focus on their destiny. I do not want anybody's life to be attached to mine. Well, if you laugh at it, maybe for a minute, at the end of the day, it's the truth. You have to rise up and fight for yourself, for the future you who will be 30, 40, 50. That future you will thank you for not giving up. Imagine Jesus standing by your side, encouraging you, telling you, my daughter, I know you can do this. My son, get up. I could have done everything for you, but I did the most important thing you need. I need you to also fight. Because you are my child, I put it inside of you to be able to fight. But he's not going to do everything for us. He wants us to actually get in the ring. He wants us to actually be on the battlefield. Because he needs you to learn to count it all joy. He needs you to be joyful when trials and tribulations come. Joy is the most important thing. You might not always be happy because of it, because I believe that happiness is most times tied to the things we have, the things we get, the things we can achieve. But you will not always be happy. But you can always be joyful, because you know that your tomorrows are always better than your today and your yesterday. And that will make you not to judge yourself, not to make any decision based on what you're feeling today or based on what you felt yesterday. Get back up, rise up, and get in the ring. Because regardless of what happens, regardless of how you feel, regardless of the struggles you go through, you rise. Yes, you rise.